You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Greetings to you. I am Pastor Susan Fox, and I serve First Lutheran Church in Ridgeway, Pennsylvania. I am a member of the NALC's renewal team through the missions office, and it is my delight to be able to speak with you today about rural ministry. Hear a much-loved passage from John 20. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." One Sunday morning, in the absence of a pastor, a very shy 15-year-old girl stood at the lectern of her little country church and read the pastor's pre-written sermon in front of the entire congregation. While reading the carefully scripted text, a gentle voice whispered in her ear, "This is what you will do." From the beginning, I have been called to rural ministry. And as I think on this calling, the lyrics to the song, "Children go where I send thee," come to mind. Children go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? Well, some are sent 8x8, others 4x4, and even one is also sent. When Jesus said, "I'm sending you," I really didn't think he would send me to Buffalo, South Dakota, traveling 350 miles round trip every weekend to lead worship in three different states at four different congregations. But there I lived for 8 years. I have always served small and rural churches. So yes, let's talk about rural, even remote ministry. What does that look like? Let me tell you about the first parish I served. Shortgrass Lutheran Parish encompasses Harding County, South Dakota, Capitol, Montana, and Regent, North Dakota. It is the land of cowboys and oil wells. The parsonage was in the town of Buffalo, which proudly proclaimed 380 residents, the largest town in the county. So yes, let's talk about ministering to people who live in remote areas of our nation and the world. People whose needs are no different than those individuals in big cities and mega churches. During my time in this parish, I learned a way of life that I never thought I would experience. And I would like to say just a few things about what I learned. Well, the first lesson I learned was that there are female ranchers. They own their own ranches, and they work just as hard and long as their male counterparts. And wives of the male ranchers work side by side with their husbands in the fields, in the corrals, in the heat of a South Dakota summer, and in the bitter winter cold on the northern plains. The second thing I learned was that you never call ahead to schedule a time to visit. You drive to their ranch, and perhaps you will catch them at home. And when you see their mailbox on the side of the road, you may drive another 9 miles before you actually get to the house. But I believe the key to being in this setting was adaptability with a sense of adventure. Resources are not as abundant or readily available there. The nearest town with a population of over 1,000 was 110 miles away. So not only is this parish rural, it can also be defined as remote. When I called the hospital in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to inquire about their parish nurse program for our area, by way of identification, the lady on the other end of the telephone line said, "Yes, yes, we believe we can establish such a program in your area because it has been identified as frontier territory." Let's talk about remote ministry for just a second. Little Missouri Lutheran Church is in Montana. One of its members was homebound, and the first time I visited her, I couldn't believe what I found. This elderly widow lady, who was so stooped over that to this day, I don't know how she kept herself upright, was in her late 80s. She lived alone on her ranch, 5 miles from her daughter. She did not drive, but relied upon her family and neighbors to provide for her needs. She only knew me as the pastor of her church, but warmly grabbed my hand and pulled me into her little house, where we promptly visited for over 2 hours. She wanted to know all the news from not only her church, but from the other 3 congregations in the parish. You see, she had lived there since 1946, where she had come there as a bride. She knew everybody in that countryside, as well as in the communities of the other churches, even though they were 40 or 60 miles away. Her interest was real. It was concerned. It was hopeful, and it was steadfast. And you had better not come visiting her if you didn't bring Holy Communion. As I left her house that day, she did 2 things. One, she made sure that I knew I was to only visit her between the months of June, July, and August, because the rest of the year was given to weather too severe for travel in the mountains. And secondly, as she squeezed my hand goodbye, she reminded me that I needed to close the cattle gate after myself. People in rural churches are very forgiving of their pastors because they know a pastor is a precious commodity. When their pastor takes another call, the reality is that they may not get another pastor for another 10 years. And so they are quick to adapt when things happen in their lives. But one thing they will not change is the faith of their fathers. They may not feel comfortable expressing what they believe, but they know what they believe. They have a real care and concern for all members of their churches. First, because most of them are family, but more importantly, because finding and returning lost sheep is more than a parable to them. Many people in rural congregations remain in their community throughout their lives. They are committed to their church and to their community. And it is not unusual to have 3 and 4 generations of a family worshiping together every Sunday. And they keep each other accountable regarding their faith and their involvement in the church. The NALC is predominantly made up of small and rural churches. And while it is easy to overlook a congregation that worships only 20 people, I encourage you to take a second look at that church. Whether you are pastor or laity, rural churches have much to offer in the way of hospitality, and their needs are just as great as in any other place. If you are contemplating a change, whether it's in your own church or someplace else, I invite and encourage you to check out the newly formed Small and Rural Church online course that the NALC will soon be offering you. It is a fabulous in-depth 9-lesson plan encompassing topics like small church management, struggles of the small and rural church, and the gift of aging and intergenerational ministry, or technology and the digital ministry. It is comprehensive in its scope and very well done. I know you will find this tool to be an invaluable resource for you and your church. I feel certain that when you take a look at its contents, you will encourage others to participate as well. And so I can envision groups gathering together to work through the lessons and formulate plans for their congregations. It is a versatile course, individually or collectively. And I can't wait for you to have it. Well, my good friends, thank you for tuning in. I pray that our time together was of value to you as we continue our walk in ministry. May you be blessed and a blessing to others, all for the love of Jesus Christ. Goodbye, and see you soon.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.